Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer smell on your boot.
What that mean?
Please, give me, just give me my weed, all right?
You guys pretty juiced about the Justice League? Something Aquaman is like the gayest superhero ever.
Ha!
Just his power.
What, controlling water? Or
being, like...
And not being able to die well.
I could see the appeal of controlling water, but talking to the fish, I mean...
Hey, somebody came up with it and made money.
Looks like they're going to be playing that aw shucks angle with the Flash, though. I'm just a guy. I'm just a... Like how they made Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. The aw shucks superhero. Like,
who,
the I have no idea what I'm doing superhero.
Aaron, who is the character supposed to be for this Flash? What is the guy's name?
Barry Allen.
Okay. So it's not Wally. I don't know a lot about Barry Allen. Like, was he young when he was first the Flash?
Barry Allen was already a scientist. He was, he's fairly young in the TV series, but... He's still through. He's done whatever science school he need to go through to be a. I don't know if he's like a forensic scientist. He's a scientist that works at a police lab, and he gets the lightning strikes a certain fluid in the lab and sprays all over him and gives him the speed force.
I remember a show a while back with the dad, I believe that is
the
in the current series.
Oh, well...
In a show on NBC.
Yeah, it's not really... it's not continuous. That was just like kind of a meta joke.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was Barry Allen, too.
Yeah, okay. So that I seen the...
The 90s Flash TV show was Barry Allen, and then they used that guy to play the father to Barry Allen in the new show.
Okay. Is he any good in this show?
In who?
In the new show.
Is Flash any good?
Yeah.
It is probably the most consistent of the CW DC shows.
Okay.
But I've stopped watching all of them because...
Because gay.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Gay!
The stories are bad? Or?
The story...
Acting.
The overall stories aren't bad. The acting and production... That leaves a lot to be desired, and the beat by beat plotting of
it's written for people younger than us to watch it though.
No, it is. Okay.
That's our problem.
So why it's on
because
the CW?
We're getting old,
right? It's on the CW.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's fun. Season one was really fun, and they stuck pretty true to the character. But like, I don't know. I tried going back to watch it. I was like, maybe I just got, like, you know, jaded on it or something.
Like, nope, still sucks.
Yeah. Went back and watched it. I was like, I'll check out the Girl at Grad crossover. Or two-parter, I think it was.
I heard that was pretty good, though.
And, like, watch this ridiculous scene where they rattled off the reasons why they can't get out of a fucking cage. Like, they all have superpowers.
Yeah, can't Flash, like, shake his body to go through solid objects?
Killer Frost is there, Vibe was there, a scientist there, an interdimensional hopping scientist was there with them. There's all these reasons why, we can't, I guess we're stuck here. And then they, I remember what it was now that finally made me just turn it off. They were like, there's no way we can get out of this. Gorilla Grodd is going to... he wants to challenge me, and he's like, I'm going to have to face him, and I'm going to have to die in order to get you guys back home. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I saw the fight scene, and I thought it was way overdone.
Like the fight scene between
him and Gorilla Grodd?
Was it the gladiator-style fight
scene?
Yeah,
the gladiator one was like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Way I didn't watch it. I stopped watching as soon as he told me that he would have to sacrifice his life in order to get the rest of them out of the dimension. I was like, that's a fine, that's kind of a tropey superhero thing to do. But the fact that they just were so lazy about setting it up.
Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah.
It was what they called unearned.
Mm. That's funny.
And that's part of the problem. Like, they have their larger arcs, but their larger arcs just go nowhere until they decide that they need them to go somewhere. And most of it is like, we have to set up a premise at the beginning of the episode to give a conflict that'll resolve in the, you know, basic plotting structure, yes, but to just pull it out of nowhere, like, oh, we find out at the beginning of the episode someone's got a secret, and that secret is going to involve a villain that's going to pop up in this episode and be defeated by the end of it. Get your shit together!
I think I'll go see that Thor tomorrow.
Ragnarok?
Ragnarok.
Aaron, you said you loved it.
Best character. What was the shining character of that movie?
His haircut?
The best character in the Thor movie?
Yes. The one that stood out the most.
I guess it would have to be Korg.
The rock guy?
Yeah.
The synthesizer?
Nope. It definitely wasn't a micro Korg. It was, yeah, Korg was actually voiced by the director.
Yeah, what's it? I can't pronounce his name.
Taika Waititi?
Yes.
I believe, if memory serves me correctly.
It sounds right.
And I didn't know that until after. He's quite the fine voice actor, and also did the motion cap. The motion capture. I don't know how to abbreviate it, but
mocap.
The mocap for Korg and others as well. Even some of the other characters, like if, you know, they couldn't get, I don't know, somebody back in to do a shot, he's just like, okay, let's do mocap. I'll stand in. Mm-hmm. Sounds very interactive as a director.
Yeah, it looks great. I've seen a lot of previews, a lot of clips from the movie.
I've heard a lot of people say this is the best movie in the Thor franchise.
Oh, so far. Hands down. For me, that wasn't a difficult thing to achieve, but...
Is Natalie Portman still involved in this?
No.
I saw the first Thor. Since Natalie Portman tapped out.
The movie is just beautiful. I mean, it's insane.
It was her and what? Kat Dennings?
Yeah, Dennings? No, Kat Dennings isn't in there. Neither is that Swedish guy.
I love her.
The scientist. Yeah.
You could have just brought Kat back
Natalie. Kat and Natalie, I'm in, man.
But you got Valkyrie in this, man.
Give me two broke bitches.
That's not the name of the show.
Oh, two broke girls.
Natalie ain't broke.
Valkyrie's hotter than Natalie Portman.
Natalie's got that.
Or Kat Dennings.
Lucasfilm's money. Opinion. Natalie Portman probably never has to do another movie because she was Queen Amidala.
Mm. Okay.
She should probably live off of that
for
the rest of her life.
For a while.
No, yeah, Korg was enjoyable. I don't know. I mean, everyone was just really good in it. Mark Ruffalo was good.
Yeah, I'm interested.
This is probably like the most Mark Ruffalo that we've really seen in any of the Marvel films. Because there won't be a solo Hulk film.
Which is stupid. Because I mean,
haven't they tried like three times and failed?
Well, two times.
Well, no, but... They have some agreement worked out. Universal still owns the rights to the Hulk universe of characters.
The Hulk multiverse.
I did hear a rumor, though, that Disney was going to try and buy Fox. Is that true?
There's been talks.
That would be interesting. Would that be the whole universe now?
Well, that would get Fantastic Four and X-Men back underneath the Marvel tent. That would
Deadpool?
Still, yeah, Deadpool. Yeah.
Okay.
He's considered part of the X-Men universe that was purchased. Basically, they had these rules where, you know, they sold off, they broke the Marvel universe into properties. And so they said, well, here's the Fantastic Four little universe, quote unquote. And Black Panther first appeared in there. You know, so actually probably should have been part of the Fantastic Four universe, but I think because he had such a long-running series of his own, he doesn't quite qualify.
Oh, okay.
But Silver Surfer did, for some reason. Silver Surfer was considered, you know, his first appearance was in the Fantastic Four comics, and so was Galactus. And so both of those characters are underneath the rights that were purchased with the Fantastic Four. So, like, X-Men was purchased by Fox as well. Jeez. And they get Deadpool, because Deadpool's first appearance was in New Mutants.
Was Punisher part of the Fox franchise for a little while, too?
Nope.
No? Okay, nope. Because I thought that Thomas Jane movie was a Fox piece in the Dolph Lundgren one.
Well, I think it wasn't part of the deal, and it isn't considered part of the properties that they purchased, but Marvel did a lot of deals with individual studios in the past.
Okay.
They did a lot of one-off. It was when they were really in danger of going under that they were forced to... Well, they wanted to sell the rights to all of their movies out, all of their characters outright, but no single studio would buy all that property because it was a huge risk. It's not like superhero movies were known to be big money makers. You had Superman, you had Batman, that was the fuck it. And those were both DC properties.
Right.
So they ended up breaking it up. So the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, the Hulk, Spider-Man. Spider-Man went to Sony. Hulk went to Universal.
I really wanted to like a Fantastic Four movie. I really did.
Oh, I wanted to like it.
Why were they so bad? Was there a reason? Was it the chemistry of the people?
Well,
was it the directors?
There was a clear decision from the director to do something completely different from a traditional superhero movie. And he wanted to do something more in the kin of body horror, of being, you know, mutated and freaked out by it.
Okay.
And when the studio started seeing what that would look like, they were like, people are going to not like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have costumes in it. And so then there was a lot of input from the studio, just do what was seen as a course correction to bring some of the Fantastic Fourness back.
Hmm.
And of course, what we end up with is, you know, a visionless stew of blandness that makes no sense.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid.
Am I the only person in the room who's a viewer of the USA Cartoon Express?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I might have watched a little bit of that.
I watched all these originally when they were out. Cartoon Express was later.
Okay, I don't remember
this. This definitely does not seem familiar to me.
No, yeah, I say I don't remember a song. Yeah, no, what the fuck is this?
Fucking Ninja Turtles?
Hey, what kind of shit are you into, bro?
No, there was never... Here you go, 80s. Just saw Jabberjaw, McGillagorilla.
Remember McGillagorilla.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's Dino-Mutt, Hong Kong Phooey.
A little bit of Hong Kong Phooey.
Are you having fun yet? There's more fun to come. You can play that again. There's more fun to come when the USA Cartoon Express gets rolling.
You did say it again.
I didn't have
USA
cable.
USA Cartoon Express bumpers.
I did not have cable at this time, so I would have not have seen any of these.
Right. Yeah. I can understand that. More after this.
Yeah. There we go.
I remember
right here, this shit.
Yeah, I remember all that. Those, yeah.
Shirt tails. Fuck yeah.
Shirt tails. Yep. What are these all, like, sign-offs for USA?
It's bumpers.
Bumpers, thank you.
How many are on here?
This is awesome. This is like, I remember running to the bathroom every time I'd see this. As a little kid.
I've got to go pee again.
Yep. Pee time.
Oh.
Go. Now, if you played this like a minute ago,
I got 2.5 minutes.
I would have left you guys right away. USA Cartoon Express. You know what? I'm going to use that for our podcast whenever I have to go to the bathroom. Time to join in on the jamboree. On the, yep, this is it. Check out the World Championship Radio. We'll be right back.
I just wanted to join this and I never did.
What?
The Kids Club. USA Kids Club.
I never got involved.
What'd you get? How do you join a kids club?
To send money and mail order. Fantastic. Money order.
This is good.
This is, I think this is one of those things where you send in a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Oh, a recipe to make cinnamon Christmas ornaments?
Mix cinnamon, the glue, and the water together until it feels like cookie dough. And cool for 2 hours. Sprinkle cinnamon on your work surface.
Or you can make cookies.
And knead the dough on top of the cinnamon. Roll out the dough until it's about 1/4 inch thick. Now go crazy.
It's a big dick.
Yeah, it was a big dick. That's what I thought it was.
That was a turd.
Yeah, why was it all blurred out?
Hang it up when it's done.
It looked too phallic.
It's in a warm oven for about 2 hours, turning regularly so the shapes don't curl. When they are hard and cool, paint them with acrylics. Hang them around your house, on your tree, or give them as neat-smelling gifts. Have fun over the holidays and be a super
UFO. Is that a turkey giving a gift with its foot?
Yes. The only way how.
It was on... They didn't make the turkey extend its wing with that gift in its wing.
No, not at all.
No, that's ridiculous. The turkey would never use its wing. It would use one of its feet.
Right. It's got the ability to pinch something between.
Right. Know. Yeah, it makes sense.
Wait, yeah, let's see if I can name. Because it's fucking... Who's... All right, we had Great Bait, Jabberjaw.
Who's the guy in the blue?
Who are these guys? I remember these guys. They flew around...
Yes.
On their...
In the carts?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who
they
were, though.
Are they Micronauts?
They're like... It was... it was like a black guy, a chick, and a white guy. Hmm. And they all had their little space sleds, or whatever it is. I can't remember the name of that.
Is that Space Ghost related?
That's what I thought it was.
No. I mean, and here's Sure Tails, because that's the monkey named Bogey. I swear to God, the monkey's name was Bogey. He can talk like Humphrey Bogart.
He's a orangutan.
Hey, what was the show with those
Care Bear Bunch?
With those weird things that went...
That was the Herculoids.
Oh, yeah.
That was USA Cartoon Express material.
Wee Bear Bears totally ripped off Hair Bear Bunch.
Is that Foofer?
Foofer. You're just making shit up.
No way, I'm not.
Well, it's a great name.
He already knows that we didn't watch this shit, so he's just like, doesn't fucking matter.
Bullshit, motherfucker.
That was a chicken named Corn Cob. He was really popular.
Look at this.
There's a dog named Boner. Foofer!
Foofer was a
blue. Right. Was it? Because Foofer apparently is blue.
But that was kind of the same, like... Bloodhound doggy.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, Chris.
Bloodhound. You were close. He does look a lot like Foofer now that I know what a Foofer is. I mean, I thought I knew what a Foofer was, but apparently it was
I just learned. I'm new to this.
I've never seen this shit. This is Canadian, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. It's got to be Canadian.
All right.
It looks like those fucking hockey-playing raccoons.
Oh, yes. Or Sure Tails. I don't know who that is. That is, what's his nuts?
That's like the Blue Falcon. Scooby.
No, it's the Blue Falcon and Dino Mutt.
There you go.
More Hair Bear Bunch.
Cartoon Express.
Was the Hair Bear Bunch supposed to be black?
Why does he sound so crazy?
I think that lion talked like Snagglepuss, whatever show he was on. USA Weekend
Cartoon Express. It's bad.
But that's where I saw all these Hanna-Barbera cartoons. And that's where I know Space Ghost from. And then all of a sudden he shows up in the 90s with a talk show.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But that was some ingenuity on the behalf of those people who created those shows. Like, well, we have all the rights to this. We can either air it, which, no, because no one will watch it. Or we can breathe some new life into it.
Well, because the animation is so simple. Like, everyone's heads stood still, and their mouths moved in the same shape over and over again.
I want you to say, I love it when a plan comes together. After you get that first puff.
Do you light the cigar?
Wait, hold on.
You got some
I love music. It when a plan comes together.
You have to wait.
Well, you're too slow.
That's...
I love it when a plan comes together.
Nice.
See, you hurry. You don't get the actual...
I feel like we should now get to work, like, turning this podcast studio into some sort of
fully functioning base.
Right.
Command center with radar.
Like if I reverse
trap doors,
if I reverse the polarity on these capacitors, I can turn this into a radio station and beam a signal out for help.
Yep.
That will allow us to remote control the planes that are currently coming in to bomb us.
Damn. I like that idea. I love it when a plane comes together.
I'm just going to need your chewing gum.
Like this, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold it in the teeth.
Ha ha. How George Peppard of you. Because it's all tiny compared to yours.
I know.
Although, wasn't Liam Neeson chomping on big ones in the movie?
Yeah, he was doing the full-on Cuban.
Hey, we lost, what's his name from Magnum P.I.?
John Higgins,
dude. Higgins.
Hillary?
Higgins, R.I.P.
I posted about that on my Instagram.
My ex told me that my daughter follows me on Instagram, and I was like, what? I have an Instagram? She's like... Yeah, there's only like two pictures on it. I'm like, I hope none of them, neither of them are like.
You're like, you know, what do they look like?
Some chick with her tits hanging out, like in dressed as an X-Men or some shit.
You wasted with a bottle of champagne.
It's Chief Reagan when he's younger.
Chief Reagan.
So he's in Blue Bloods. To show he's on with Donnie Wahlberg.
I forgot you're a Blue Bloods fan.
Well, no, watch it.
His name's Reagan.
Yeah. Reagan family.
Is he like a Reagan?
No, man, they're not related to like the presidential.
He's related to Brian Reagan.
They've chosen for the show.
He's related to Brian Reagan, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. What was his character's job on this show?
That's Higgins?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the straight man?
I guess.
Yeah, they kept him on the straight and narrow.
Right. He was the guy that just gave him the mission. Like, listen, this is shit you got to do.
Well, for that matter...
Oh, what? There's a breakdown?
Whoa!
Right.
Whoa.
Like, he was kind of a secretary, wasn't he?
Kinda, yeah, I'd say
breaking
that.
Breaking news on the...
Like a liaison.
Extended
like,
version?
Somebody would come to him with a problem and...
Yeah.
A problem that needed investigation.
Remember that... Black dude that had that crazy-ass looking helicopter.
TC?
That involved him not leaving the island, or at least not being anywhere far from a coast somewhere.
And who was the other cat that worked with him? The guy that used to know the hotels and shit?
Oh, yeah, he had to have an inside man.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't work alone. It was a crew.
Right. Well, I mean, he was basically his Alfred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what he was. Like, give him some Alka-Seltzer when he's hungover.
Yeah.
Then find an excuse to get the lady out of the room.
Oh, and they just charge right back into it.
Hey, no slowing down.
In what case? This is longer than the theme of the show.
Yeah, way longer.
Did they have to, like, make a radio edit version of it?
And that's the lead out right there. That
this part right here sounds like it could have been in any television show in that era.
Yep.
It does sound like any show.
A-Team could have ripped this.
Yeah, Doctor Show.
Yeah, but Doctor Show.
Could have been
a
futuristic show. Could have been a crime show.
Could have been anything. Cop Show.
Fucking, they just keep...
Just ripping on that guitar.
Hey, when you gotta riff that good, man, you just keep digging in.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.